You're listening to the Next Flight to Spain podcast. Join me for conversations with my favorite chefs, olive oil makers, educators, wine experts, Spain aficionados, and friends. We'll discuss fresh ideas for enjoying Spain on your next trip. Welcome to the first episode of Next Flight to Spain. I'm so excited to have you here. For this first episode, I wanted just to give you an idea of why I'm doing the podcast and give you an overview of what it will be all about. At least this is my preliminary explanation. So you tell me if there are things that you'd like to experience or hear on this podcast that you think makes sense for what I'm trying to do, please message me here and I would love to hear from you. So the reason that I'm doing Next Flight to Spain is because I was inspired to start a blog a little while ago by my Spanish teacher, Isabel Martin, who's in Toledo, and I've been taking courses from her, I think, since 2016. And she said, why don't you start a blog just for fun and start writing about some of the stories of the people that you've met and the places that you've been and some of the unique experiences that you've had, because I think people would really like to hear about it. So because of that, and also because I pretty regularly get calls from friends who are planning trips to Spain, and they say, hey, do you know where I can stay in Barcelona? Hey, do you have ideas of what I could do if I go to Madrid? And so when I first started getting those calls a few years back, I thought, okay, why are people calling me? I really don't know all that much about Spain, but I have been a few times. I road tripped solo through Spain, I think it was 2016. And I had this big adventure. I went from Madrid, where I met with my sister-in-law, actually my sister-in-law's sister, Trini, and she took me through Madrid for a couple of days and we toured and she showed me everything and it was fantastic. And from there, I went to Toledo, where I met Isabel for the first time, as well as Maite, the owner of Aula Toledo, the Spanish school where I proceeded to be their very first online student or virtual student. So since then, they've grown their online program, which has been awesome. I love being the first. But from Toledo, which was incredible, and I'll talk about that in a future episode. I've been there a couple times now, and I've had friends go through since I've been. I drove to Jaén, which is southern Spain. I had this big idea that I wanted to go find out all about olive oil. And I was also tracking to a trip that my friend Roger, my college friend Roger, who's owner of Savory Roads Catering in LA, he's a paellero. He makes paella down in LA, and he's pretty famous down there for his paella. Everybody loves him. He does huge events, like up to 500 people, and he'll even do a backyard event for like 50 people. I'm not sure what his minimum is, but anyway, everyone loves his paella, and he got invited to be on a show called Los Descendientes in Spain, and they brought back people who had families had fled Spain for various reasons, mainly because of Franco, because of the Civil War, fled to various parts of the world. And the show brought back descendants of those families to Spain to discover their past, to discover their family history in Andalusia in particular. And so Roger was invited to be part of that pack of 10, and they had a great time. They were from Mexico, New York, LA, all over. They each had an opportunity to meet with living family members and learn about their history in whichever Andalusian town their family was from. And it was a great show. I loved it. And I wanted to track to that trip and experience some of the things that they had newly seen and experienced while they were there. So that really was the first, the inspiration for my first trip solo through Spain. But that wasn't my very first trip. I had already been the year before, I think it was, maybe 2 years before, with my family, my two daughters and my husband. And also we met my brother and my sister-in-law there. I went to Rioja. So anyway, so all of that to say that because of that solo trip, and a lot of my friends were really excited about it and were tracking me on WhatsApp throughout the trip, mainly because I was by myself and everybody wanted to know how I was doing and ask me questions and give me ideas for things to do because they'd been there. From that trip, I guess word got around just in our small friend group that I was a fun person to call to get ideas for what you could do when you go there. And going forward, I do hope to kind of have a better log of things to do in cities based on what my friends have said and what I've done. With the podcast and with the blog was all about kind of logging some of my personal experiences and encounters with chefs and winemakers and olive oil makers and friends and family members that I visited. The podcast will be about having all those people on and chatting with them, but also to find out what they recommend to do in their particular town. I also want to dive into a little bit of, I don't know, some fun things. Like I met a girl from who grew up in Guernica, which if you've ever been to the Reina Sofia Museum in Madrid, you know that Guernica is there. It's Picasso's major art, describing what happened when Franco bombed that town and basically obliterated it. And it's a very compelling piece. I've never been to Guernica, but I met a teenager from there who grew up in one of the only buildings that remain, or not, sorry, she didn't grow up. Her grandfather lives in one of the only buildings that remain after that bombing. And so she kind of has her own take on what the town is like now, what it's like to know the history of Guernica and live or visit her grandpa in that home every summer. And I would love to have her on. I don't know if she'll come on. And then I know some other really interesting people in terms of when you want to go and tour certain towns, some places to go that you really can learn a lot about the culture or one of the key things that's happening there. So one instance being Sole Roman. She's with the Centro de Interpretación de Olivar y Aceite. And she will be really fun to talk to about how to experience Ubera, Sabiote, Baeza, Jaén in general, in terms of learning about olive oil and kind of places to go to experience how it's made, who's making it. They have a center there where they talk about the history of olive oil. So I think she'd be a really fun interview, even though I only have met her one time and chatted a few times over text. I don't know her super well, but it'd be fun to have her on. And then there's a professor in Madrid I'd like to have on who I've never met, but I've been chatting with him about his wine and food pairings. He's a food and wine chemistry expert, I guess. So I'd love to have him on if he'll take the leap and do that. So that's kind of it. I have friends that are avid travelers who know more about Spain than I do. I'd love to have them on. I am kind of just fly by the seat of my pants, have learned a little bit, enough to be dangerous. But as I said, I have other friends who've been to Spain and love hearing about my travels. And I think you guys will all have fun hearing more and maybe even come on after your own trip or talk about whatever trips you've taken. Because I do have friends that I'd love to have on who've taken like my Google Docs and followed a plan and or that I had, and then they added to it. I'd love to have them on to see how that all played out. My goal for each podcast will be to share and discuss fresh ideas for enjoying Spain in a relaxed way. So I love doing tour stuff, don't get me wrong. There are certain things I want to see in each city. And if you have certain things you really want to see in a city, I say, yes, absolutely do those. I kind of recommend doing them first and then trying to get to a point where you can enjoy that town in a more relaxed way. You know, don't just like rush in and see the one thing, but really like find something that makes sense for you to do there that will help you experience it and really remember it because you really did something meaningful there. So whether that's meeting with us, like I have done, meeting with a Spanish teacher and walking through a town with them and, you know, kind of chatting with them, learning the language a little more and talking about how much they love their own town, you know, that kind of a thing. Or going on an architecture tour, if you're a soccer fan, going and touring the stadium in Barcelona instead of spending all day in art museums because soccer's your thing, not art. Taking a cooking class, going on a bike trip through Mallorca, like whatever your thing is, I really think people should figure out what makes them happy and not just do the tourist specific stuff, because the stuff that makes you happy is possible to do in Spain, and you just need to kind of figure out, you know, what's the group that's going, what are they all interested in, and figure some things out from there. And I also recommend not doing every single cathedral in every single town that you go to, but saying, okay, I'm going to six towns, let's see two cathedrals, because that does take a pretty good afternoon, or at least part of an afternoon, to go through one well. And then then, you know, as you're in a different city, see some other kind of major thing that you would normally see in Spain. Like, say, go to, if you really want to, go to where they do bullfighting in Sevilla, for example. But you don't need to go to that part of town, a bullfighting, ring. in every single town, see one. And I know you're not going to see all, you know, necessarily see the best one, but, or your favorite one, but don't necessarily go see every bull ring every time you go to a town. So like one, you're traveling to one town, see a cathedral, another town, make sure you go do a river walk, you know, things like that. So spreading out the activities across the towns is another way to go. So there's going to be lots of recommendations. And I do think one of the things I learned this last year when I was talking to a couple that was going to Spain is to not bash people's ideas of what they think is a good idea for a trip, and really to like not destroy somebody's itinerary just because you think you have a better idea than they might have. And that's something I need to work on. So we'll be working on that with the podcast and just making sure we're sharing ideas and not pushing them. We will discuss big cities. We'll discuss beach cities. I love to talk about UNESCO World Heritage Sites. And we'll talk about everything in between. So that's, in a nutshell, what I hope the podcast will be about. If you have ideas for things you think would make sense to like throw in there as things to talk about, ways to approach it, I would love your feedback. Thank you for listening. I look forward to having you join me here at the Next Flight to Spain podcast, where you will discover fresh ideas for enjoying Spain on your next trip. I've enjoyed being your host here at Next Flight to Spain. To subscribe to my podcast, please visit my blog at www.nextflighttospain.com. In my next episode, I'll interview Maite, the founder of Aula Toledo, my favorite Spanish school in Toledo, Spain, as well as Isabel, my longtime teacher and friend. We'll talk about Aula Toledo's in-person and online offerings for adult and school-age students. Chat with you soon at Next Flight to Spain.